Antibiotics are miracle drugs. They fight bacterial infection. They change the world. They are also miracle drugs with a flawed business model, apparently. The industry, according to the World Health Organization, has slowed its development of advanced antibiotics, and the lack of new antibiotics is a significant threat to global health. In the U.S., 2 million Americans a year are infected with drug-resistant bacteria, killing at least 23,000. It's been nearly 30 years since the last big breakthrough in antibiotic discovery, but this week researchers discovered a powerful new antibiotic called Texobactam that can kill an array of germs without fear that they will become easily resistant. Denise Grady is health and medicine reporter at our partner, the New York Times. Denise, welcome.
Thank you, John.
What is the significance of Texobactam in how it works and that it even got developed? I gather both are important headlines.
They are both pretty exciting developments. The drug itself looks like it is pretty powerful, does not appear to have side effects in animals, and works in a way that's different from other antibiotics so that it seems as if the germs will be less likely to become resistant to it. Now, all of this is still on the drawing board because it hasn't been tested in people yet, but it's looking pretty good. But as you said, just as exciting as the drug itself is the way that these researchers found it, because they came up with a technique that has the potential to open up the door to all kinds of new antibiotics that were beyond reach before, because they were made by bacteria that could not be grown in the lab. And these guys figured out a very clever way to grow all kinds of bacteria that before people couldn't culture in the laboratory. And that is something like 99% of all of the strains of bacteria out there. So it's kind of like opening up a potential treasure chest.
So this is a little like agriculture. You use bacteria to develop and grow the toxins that become the antibiotics. It's the penicillin story, only with a whole new class of organisms.
That's right. And what's going on is that bacteria are in constant chemical or biological warfare against each other. You know, they're all competing for spots in the world, and they make these antibiotics to try to knock each other out. And so we can then try to steal those chemicals and use them ourselves.
And antibiotics typically have the effect of straining the liver and in some cases being pretty difficult drugs to actually administer. What are the tests going to have to show here?
They're going to have to prove that the drugs are safe in people. So far, they look really good in mice, but mice aren't people. So there are going to have to be clinical trials, and they will have to look over time at a variety of types of people. I mean, different ages, different illnesses, different backgrounds, to make sure that the drugs are safe. And as one of the experts we talked to said, that safety, toxicity is often the Achilles heel when you're developing a new drug. There are plenty of things that look promising, and then they come along and you start putting them into people and you find out there's something there that you didn't know about.
What is the class of diseases or population that we've run out of tools for treating with bacterial illnesses?
There are a huge number of infections that have become resistant. I mean, one of them is tuberculosis. Right now, people who have TB need to be treated with multiple drugs for quite a long time to get rid of it. And there are some forms of it that are resistant to just about everything. Gonorrhea has become resistant to a lot of drugs. There are a lot of skin infections that sounds like it might be trivial, but there are just infections that you can be very hard to get rid of. People wind up needing intravenous antibiotics for months. There is drug-resistant pneumonia. There are foodborne infections that are hard to treat. So there's just a whole array of diseases that are becoming harder and harder to treat.
The hospital-borne infection that we often hear about, MRSA, which I gather is one of those skin-attacking, drug-resistant bacterias, would this Texobactam be something that would be naturally applied to MRSA?
It looks like it will work against MRSA. They tested it in mice with MRSA, and it did work. There are different strains of MRSA, so it's going to need more testing to find out if it's really going to hold up against all of them. But so far, it looked good.
What is the weakness or disincentive on the part of the industry to develop drugs like this, and how can that be boosted by either subsidies or government action to encourage the development of these kinds of drugs?
Well, the disadvantage for the makers is that, first of all, you shouldn't have to take these drugs for a long time. So you or I catch something and we get treated for, 5 days, 7 days, 10 days. Then they make these drugs, and when they make a good one, the infectious disease doctors will say, oh, please don't use this. Hold it in reserve unless nothing else works, and then pull it out. So you make something great, and then people are afraid to use it because they don't want the germs to become resistant to it. Then if the germs do become resistant to it, then there goes your product. So it can be difficult to make a whole lot of money from these drugs. So that has become a disincentive for drug companies. When you think about drugs like statins that people will wind up taking every day for their whole lives, then you can see why you would want to put your money there. Or even, you know, something like Viagra that people are going to want to take all the time and not have these concerns. So that has been a disincentive. There's going to be a need to, from the government has expressed some interest in trying to help provide incentives for companies to develop these drugs. Maybe financial incentives, help them out financially, or give them some kind of break on patents. But so far, some of that seems to be helping because a few of the drug companies do seem to be coming back into the antibiotic market. But anything new that's coming out is probably going to wind up being very, very expensive.
Well, we'll see if the Texobactin experience encourages any of those incentives and other companies to get involved. Denise Grady, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Denise Grady is health and medicine reporter at our partner, The New York Times.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing. Or
politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.